And this defense is going to need to pull up something magical to keep this a two-score game. Windsor has got all the momentum, and they have got a chance to put the pedal down and possibly make this, much like Laurier just did to Guelph, a three-score game, and possibly, well, they're going to get a safety to make it 12-point lead. The Gaels' second conceded safety of this quarter. So it's 25-13. Windsor gets the ball back with a 12-point lead. And another touchdown may really put this Queens team in, like, we're talking scalding hot water here. Still lots of time left to play, folks. Still a little less than 8 minutes remain here in your third quarter of football action. But this game is starting to get away from the Gaels. Two safeties and a touchdown have allowed Windsor to stretch their lead from 1-12, first and 10 from the Lancer 35-yard line. It's going to be another handoff, this time to Liam Talbot, and this time Talbot is taken down behind the line. The Gaels needed that desperately, and we do have a Lancer player down, one of those big boys in the middle. So as he is tended to by this training staff, let's throw to a couple of words about our third quarter sponsor, CFRC's funding drive. You know it, you love it. It allows us to do what we love to do. So I hope you'll consider donating via CFRC.ca. Here are some quick promotional words with more information.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt or sweet, sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. Thank you for your support.
Hey, this is Nate Bright, co-producing of this year's CFRC Live Sessions and release rating reels on Instagram. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFRC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make your gift today via CFRC.ca.
And we're back at it, folks. If you're just joining us, Queens trails 25-13. Windsor starting to extend their lead. This is a second and long for the Lancers, so potentially a huge defensive sequence here for the Gaels. We've got men in motion for Nick Domovsky. A bit of a high snap. Domovsky is going to launch this one down the sidelines, and that is incomplete. So the Queens defense manages to shut this Lancer offense down, and that's number 14, Jared Seaway, in coverage there. So Queens will get the ball back, and they've got a chance to cut into this multi-score lead with 8 minutes remaining in our third quarter of football action. Winner will advance to the Yates Cup final, which will almost certainly be played in Laurier. They are once again in control of this game against Guelph. Guelph staged a comeback, but that comeback is done. And the punt return from Russell Weir is a short one. Oh, but the Gaels have made an unforced error that is going to cost them much needed yardage. So Queens is going to be behind the eight ball again, which is where They have spent much of this ball game. So what would have been decent starting field position is now once again back in the shadow of their own end zone after a 15-yard penalty. So it'll be first and 10 from the 21-yard line of the Gales, trailing by 12, 25-13 is your score line. Queens needs something on this drive here. They have been really struggling so far in the second half. Vraken dropping back to pass, pump fake, launches this one, finds his man, Logan Walton, deep down the field. The biggest play of the day so far for your Gales. A beautiful pass and catch from Vraken to Walton. That's more like it, folks. This Queens passing offense, which has been a key to their success all season long, starting to get things rolling here. Clearly, Logan Walton loves playing in Windsor. He's having himself a great game. First and 10 for the Gales. Alex Vraken, play action, rolling right. Another beautiful ball to the end zone. Logan Walton again, number 13, scoring a huge touchdown for the Gales. He's got his team right back in the swing of things. It is a one-score ball game. Vraken to Walton times two has got me living my best life and has got the Gales in striking distance once more. A huge touchdown from Vraken to Walton. And with the Tyler Mullen extra point, can cut this to a 5-point deficit with 6 minutes remaining in our third quarter. Woo, the Gales needed that one bad. And when you need it bad, you let your playmakers do what they gotta do. What a sequence from Vraken and Walton. And man, Logan Walton, this kid loves playing on the precipice of the Canadian border. This guy is unbelievable once he steps on this Windsor field. Had the game winner last year, has the most consequential play of the game for the Gales this year. Have yourself a day, number 13. Oh my goodness, Logan Walton, way to be. If you are curious, Laurier is up by 21 against the Guelph Griffins, 37-16. Laurier did lead 27-0 at halftime before Guelph managed to put up two back-to-back touchdown drives, but it looks like the Golden Hawks are cracking down as the Gales kick this one to the Lancers. And this is going to be a good return from Windsor, but I believe there is a flag down on the Gales. Oh my gosh. And Jalen Grable issuing a head slap to DJ Ryan after Ryan gave an unnecessary shove to a downed player. So great special teams play undone by a brain neutral decision there. And one that you saw instant feedback for from Jalen Grable, as he quite literally slapped his buddy, his smash brother, DJ Ryan, on the head and said, "Hey, man, come on." So Windsor gets decent starting field position. It'll be first and 10. Oh, my gosh, right at their own 50-yard line. Queens undoing some of that momentum they had just worked so hard to claim. First and 10 for the Lancers. High snap, but a handoff to Andrew Delaney. Delaney spins through contact before being wrapped up and taken down by the second wave of defenders. And now Windsor is doing something stupid. They've drawn a 15-yard penalty. Understandably so, as one of those big old boys in the middle of that line just sat on a Queens player and gave him a shot while he was on the ground, a little shove. Neither of these teams want to win this game, it seems like, right now. My goodness. So what would have been a good gain on first down Just waiting to see where that penalty yardage takes us. Delaney had fought forward for five, maybe six, but a 15-yard penalty will move them back an additional 10. And I will say, it seems like Tristan Abood is out of this Guelph game, as Marshall McCray has been playing pretty much the entire second half so far. So here we go. Let's try that one again. It'll be a much longer start to this next play for Windsor after a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. 5 minutes to play in our third quarter of football action. Domovsky is dropping back to pass. He slings this one out. Oh, nearly picked off. Instead, it will fall harmlessly to the turf, and Windsor turning their starting field position into a two and out because of a brain neutral play means that Queens will get the ball back down by five with 5.5 play to play in our third quarter, brought to you by CFRC's funding drive, which I won't keep beating that dead horse too much. You've heard a bunch about it from me. So let's let this like next play out. Lidster's punt going to be caught inside the 20 and returned just across the 20. So Queens taking over inside their own territory once more. If you're just joining us, it's a 25-20 ball game. Windsor leads by five, but the Gaels will get some better field position here after a looks like a holding call on the Lancers as well on that punt. So Queens will get a bit more breathing room to work with. The Gaels, after a bad start to the third quarter, a quick strike drive, two long completions to Logan Walton, one for a first down, one for a touchdown, have narrowed the deficit to five. It was as high as 12 at one point. Queens looking to cut into it further. Jared Kasari is back in the ballgame. We've got a balanced formation, two receivers on each side. Sorry about that, three on the right, actually. And Vraken is looking right. He's going to have to tuck this one. He makes one man miss, rolling left and just chucking this one out of bounds. So great work there by Vraken to avoid taking a loss on that play, showing his pocket mobility and strength, managing to evade one would-be tackler and just whip that one out of bounds. So second and 10 coming up from the 29-yard line of the Gaels. It is hard going. It's tough sledding down there in Windsor for anybody coming in to play the Lancers, but the Gaels in particular have struggled the last couple of years. Vraken passing on second down, finding Cedric Smith, and Cedric Smith is going to be just shy of first down yardage. Great tackle there from the Lancers. And that is going to be a two and out for the Gaels. Smith about 2.5 yards short of where he needed to be. But some signs of life from an offense that has looked largely listless throughout most of today's contest. So not a bad drive, just not going to reach the staggering highs of your last one. Driver, who has gotten better as the game has gone on. Let's see if he can put a good drive into this one. Going to be fielded around the 35-yard line and tackled up closer to the 40. There is a flag down at about the 45, so we'll see who that is on. But it's a one-score game here. These teams living on the razor's edge, looking to earn the right to play Laurier for the Yates Cup. I will say, folks, I haven't gotten a time or score update from the Guelph-Laurier game in a few minutes. I'm going to get on top of that one and see what I can give you guys. So the penalty is on the Lancers, so they're going to move backwards. I believe that was a hold, taking them back 10. So it's going to be first and 10 inside their 25. They lead by 5 here in the OUA semifinals. We've got our Ontario Final Four, sans the Western Mustangs for the first time in over 20 years. Windsor, Queens, Guelph, Laurier. One of these four teams will play or will hoist the Yates Cup. Handoff on first down by the Lancers. And it's 3 yards and a cloud of dust football here. As I will investigate this Guelph-Laurier game when I get the chance to, because obviously there's a lot of implications there, but it does seem almost certain that Laurier is going to advance. We do have a Gales player down. Not sure who as of yet, but we're hoping it's nothing concerning. While they tend to that player, let's throw to one more word about the CFRC funding drive, courtesy of, hey, yours truly. This is Gales Game Day on CFRC. We'll be back with you shortly. It's a 25-20 ball game. Two teams playing for the right to advance to the Yates Cup Final.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
And we are back at it, folks. It's going to be a second and middle distance for the Lancers. They lead 25-20 over your Queens Gales in this OUA semifinal clash. The winner travels to Kitchener-Waterloo next week to try and knock off the number one team in the country, the reigning and defending Yates Cup champions, the national finalists, the Laurier Golden Hawks. Right now, if things hold out the way they are, Windsor will earn that right. Handoff on second down, tackled up, and there's somebody who's having a great game today. That's Oliver Jackson. He has been so big for this defense. Hasn't had a lot of pass rush reps, but he has been great against the run. And we are going to see a two and out from the Lancers. So these teams dueling two and outs. Score update, it is 37-23 for Laurier over Guelph with 6 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. So that game is going to be long done by the time we even reach the fourth. Punt from Lidster caught inside the 40. And that is a good return up to the 50, but there are multiple flags on the field, so we'll see who these are on and what they result in. But we have got a one-score game in Windsor, which I think we all knew was going to be the reality. These two teams, so evenly matched, each does something else better than the other. Windsor, an incredible offensive and defensive line. They dominate the trenches against everybody that they play. The Gales, we've seen, when this passing offense has the time, they are the more formidable passing offense. And the running game, it's 6-1, half dozen the other. It's all a matter of preference. One loves to ground and pound. The Queens running game, there is power to it, but it's a lot more finesse-driven. A lot of big plays versus a lot of very 3 yards and a cloud of dust type formations for the Lancers. And that battle of concepts is stretching into the final phases of the third quarter. 2.5 minutes to play in our third quarter. Jared Kasari in at running back. 1st and 10, Queens. Play action, rollout by Vraken, under pressure, rolling left, and he's just going to keep it and get what he can. Good heads-up play, good athletic play there from number 12, Alex Vraken. Now, Vraken does have one more year of eligibility after this should he want to use it, but I'd rather not have to make him make that decision. You know, I'd rather get this done this year, if you know what I'm saying. Take a sure thing rather than gamble on an uncertain future. So it's going to be a second down for the Gales. Looks like a pass setup. And it is going to be a pass. Vraken looking left, under pressure, and going down. That'll be another two and out for this Queens offense, as Vraken had nowhere to go. And now teams are trading punts as time very, very slowly ticks away. And it looks like this is a game that's going to come down to who has the ball last. As one of Raken's tendencies to roll left resulted in him rolling directly into the Lancer pass rusher, necessitating this punt from Matt Driver. Very nearly blocked. I'm amazed he got that one off at all. Caught with the no yards should give Windsor the ball around their own 45-yard line. Matt Driver's punt nearly deflected, blocked, sent back to where it came from, but he somehow managed to sneak that through. An aggressive punt block front from the Lancers. And now Windsor gets the ball back on offense. They have scored 11 points in this third quarter to Queens is 7. And that 11 points has allowed them to stretch what was a single point lead to a to a 5-point margin. Those Lancers, they play infuriating football. Infuriating football. With everything tallied, it's actually going to be 1st and 10 Windsor from their own 52-yard line, so just shy of midfield. Two receivers on each side. This is a Wildcat formation with Kareem Cotton in at quarterback, and Cotton is going to get nothing, absolutely nada, blown up by Eric Johnston and Justin Pace. Great play there from two veteran guys on this Queens defense. And that's a huge, huge stop against a play that has paid immediate dividends for the Lancers all game long, setting up a 2nd and long and giving this Queens defense another shot at generating a 2 and out. It's going to be 2nd and 9 from the Lancer 53. Domovsky dropping back to pass. Under pressure, going down. The ball is out. Jacob Baldwin with the sack. And I think they will rule Domovsky down by contact. But there is a flag down on the play. Jacob Baldwin, an excellent pass rush move there. And we're just waiting to see what this ultimately ends up being. But number 30, Jacob Baldwin, his first career playoff sack. What a job by Jacob Baldwin to shut this Lancer drive down early. And that is an outstanding defensive sequence. Eric Johnston and Justin Pace combining for a tackle that limited the Windsor runner Kareem Cotton to 1 yard, and then Jacob Baldwin coming in to finish the job with a sack. And this is not a great Lidster punt, but it will get a bit of a hometown bounce, and it will still set the Gales back inside their 25. So after a bit of a slow start in the first half, these two teams are trading haymakers here in Windsor, playing for the right to survive and advance to the Yates Cup, where they will play the Laurier Golden Hawks, who are shutting things down against a game Guelph Griffins team. 1st and 10 Queens from their own 23-yard line. Raken under pressure, over the middle, complete to Nathan Falcone, and Falcone is feasting on this defense, taking flight and landing at the 40-yard line, a gain of nearly 20 for number 16, and that should take us into our fourth quarter of football action. And after that slow first half, we are getting fast and furious action here in Windsor. This is Gales game day. Don't you dare go anywhere, because it's a one-score game here in Windsor, 25-20, with a chance to survive and advance and play for the richest prize in the game, the Yates Cup. Oh, Why would you want to be anywhere else but here? We are going to throw to one final word from our third quarter sponsor. And the next time you hear my voice, folks, it's going to be the witching hour. It's going to be the fourth quarter in this OUA semifinal war between your Queens Gales and the Windsor Lancers.
Hey, this is Nate Bright, co-producer of this year's CFNC Live Sessions and release rating reels on Instagram. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFNC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make your gift today via CFNC.ca.
Looking for the perfect lunch spot on campus? Do you want somewhere that's casual, comfortable, and affordable? Then head on down to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street. With a warm, inviting atmosphere and an outstanding set of food and drink deals, the Grad Club will both fill your belly and lift your spirits.
And we're back at it, folks. And this is my fault, missed a handoff on first and 10, which picked up 9 yards. So it's a second and one for the Gales. And we are going to see another handoff, this one for a first down and then some. Jared Kasari blazing through the middle of this Windsor defense. See ya! Touchdown, Queens! Jared Kasari, he's not done yet. He doesn't want this to be the end of his Gales career. Number 29, like a man possessed, runs all the way for 6. And my, oh my, have we got an absolute classic in store here at Windsor. The Gales leaping back into the lead thanks to their all-time great veteran tailback, second in the regular season rushing totals list, Jared Kasari. What more can you say about number 29? This guy is special, and it's been a privilege to watch him tote the rock for your Queens Gales. Oh my gosh, what a play. Oh my goodness. Whew. And we're back at it, folks, after what was an astonishing, astonishing play from Jared Kasari. Queens leads 27-25, leaping back in front. Holy cow. This game started slow, but it's finishing fast, and we are, I think, in store for more playoff magic from a team that is no stranger to the concept. Holy crow! What a play from Jared Kasari. And now it comes down to this. Can you limit this Windsor offense from connecting big runs together? Can you take definitive control of this ball game? Because we saw last time these two teams played, with the Gales leading in the fourth quarter, Windsor needed one defensive stop and one long drive to take control. This kick bouncing at the 10-yard line, and a great tackle there from Jalen Grable, one of those Smash Brothers making his name known on special teams today. A huge tackle to limit an explosive returner to absolutely nothing. Number 49, one of my guys. I love watching this kid play. And that was a tremendous special teams tackle there. So here we go. 14 minutes to play in our fourth quarter. The Gales lead by 2 after an outstanding run from Jared Kasari. And I'll be honest, folks, I did text a friend of mine at the end of the first half, and I said, this game has been a bit of a slog to sit through. I take that back. This game is now starting to enter into instant classic territory as these two heavyweights of the OUA are trading heavy, hard, powerful blows, fast flurries of explosive offense and unrelenting defense. And it's now a two-point ball game, 27-25, man in motion for the Lancers. Andrew Delaney, your tailback, handoff to Delaney, and Delaney is met by Justin Pace, but it was Jacob Baldwin who made that play, stopping Andrew Delaney at the line of scrimmage, cutting off his running lane and letting Justin Pace finish the job. That is great team defensive play there from the Gales. And that's what you need to see against a unit as good as this Lancer offense is. They love to split your defense up, find the gaps and exploit them. This Queens team, if they can be like water, if they can flow to fill those gaps, they can give the Lancers fits. It's now second and long, a passing situation for Nick Domovsky. He was great 2 weeks ago on homecoming. They need him to be great here today. Domovsky, under pressure, unleashes this one deep. Oh, and nearly picked off by the Gales, but the ball will fall harmlessly to the turf. And that's a huge defensive stand from this unit, and they may be able to generate a safety here. We'll see what the Lancers opt to do, because they would be punting this ball basically with their heels on their own end zone. So Queens may be able to take a four-point lead here. Yes, indeed. Gales up 29-25 after Brady Lidster concedes a safety. So that four-point margin, the Gales need to maintain that. Keep it out of field goal range, and you can limit the offensive possibilities for this Lancer team. We do have a Windsor player down on the turf, and he looks like he's got a lower body injury of some sort. Can't tell you exactly what's going on. Doesn't look like it's serious. I think it might just be a cramp or a Charlie horse. Sorry, pardon me, folks, because we are going to play on. Although they are going to take a moment to give some of those big boys up front for the Gales a nice bit of water. And I have to say, this offensive line, after really struggling 2 weeks ago, I think they are putting in a fantastic performance here today. They have opened up running lanes. There has been pressure. Of course, there's going to be pressure against a front this good. But I think they've done a much better job of limiting that pressure and giving their playmakers time to make plays. Very good. Wow. Now hold on a minute here. Guelph has got this back to a one-score game. It is 37-30. There are only like 70 or so seconds left in that Guelph-Laurier game. But Guelph putting up an incredible fight. Holy cow. Meanwhile, your Queens Gales are going to take over on offense, first and 10 from their own 35-yard line following that conceded safety from the Lancers. Credit to the Griffins. They are making a furious second-half comeback. Vraken under pressure, rolling out, slinging this one to the sidelines. And that's a great catch from Coach Charlie Taggart. Problem is, he is not an eligible receiver. So that'll be a second and 10 coming up for the Gales. And it looks like Guelph, yeah, they're just going to run out of time as Laurier does have the ball back. But what a furious second half from the Guelph Griffins, led by Marshall McCray, who has gone 16 for 23 with 256 yards and 3 touchdowns, and also another 100 on the ground and a touchdown. Holy crow. Second and 10 for the Gales. Vraken dropping back, rolling out again. This time he's got a bit more space, but there is a flag down, so Vraken is just going to drop the shoulder and dive, but this one is definitely coming back. What a star-making performance for Marshall McCray down in Kitchener-Waterloo, as he at least gave the Griffins a fighting chance against the Laurier Golden Hawks. It was 27-0 at halftime, and Guelph has brought it to within one score. And it looks like they're just not going to have enough time to complete the comeback. But holy Toledo, man. What a second half for the Guelph Griffins, who, as a reminder, if they win that game and Queens wins this one, we would get a home Yates Cup. But I just don't see it happening. Second and long for the Gaels. Vraken whipping this one out. It's complete, but it is short of first down distance, but it will at least give the Gaels a much more manageable special teams scenario. Benjamin Falkowski with the catch there. We saw him put his first real highlight on the board against the York Lions. Wow, Guelph is going to get the ball back. Holy cow. I was saying this to Hugh as we handed off the broadcast. Three outcomes today. Gaels win, Jays win, Griffs win. That's what we need to be rooting for, folks. That's what you need to be manifesting. That would give us the ultimate set of scenarios. That would give us a home Yates Cup. That would give us a World Series. And that would just put a big smile on my very round face. Queens in a punting scenario here, 11 and a half minutes to play in our fourth quarter of football action. This fourth quarter brought to you by the Queens Grad Club. More on that momentarily. Let's see if Driver can put something together here. He has not had his best game, but that is a nice punt caught just shy of the 35 and then tackled up by DJ Ryan and Ashton Miller-Melançon. You just feel like this Queens defense, they've got one big play left in them. I think we're going to see an interception. I just feel like there's an interception in the cards here. And as these two teams switch over, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to do what I can to get this Guelph feed up. If they are going to tie this football game, they will have to go nearly 100 yards. It is first and 10 for Guelph at their own 9. It is first and 10 for Windsor at their own 43. These teams fighting for the right to hoist the Yates Cup. We are going to see who can prevail in this semifinal clash. Great job by this Queens defense to bottle up the Windsor tailback. That's Liam Talbot, who has been great for the Lancers, but he's bottled up and taken down there. Second and long incoming, as this Queens defense has adapted brilliantly to this outstanding Lancer scheme. And we are going to see Kareem Cotton back in the ballgame. That has been a key factor for Windsor today. A wide receiver who also has wildcat quarterback abilities threw a beautiful touchdown earlier. As I am waiting for a live update from this Guelph Laurier game. Meanwhile, we have second and 10 from the 45-yard line of the Lancers. Queens leads 29-25, 10 minutes to play in our fourth quarter football action. Domovsky pitches it over. Justin Pace in pursuit, and they are going to knock Talbot out of bounds short of first down distance. So that should set up another two and out. Just looking to see if there's any laundry on the field. No, there is not. So that should be another great defensive stand from a Queens unit that has come alive in the second half. They went into the half trailing, and they played some pretty listless football in that first half at that. But they are surging here with 10 minutes to play in our fourth quarter. They need something on offense. They need something on offense here to extend this lead. 4 points is a little too close for comfort for yours truly. Might take years off my life. Lidster's punt, not his best work, goes out of bounds around the 27-yard line. And Guelph is rapidly running out of time. I don't think they're going to be able to get this done. After this next offensive drive, we will throw to a word from our fourth quarter sponsor, the Grad Club. But you can understand why I cannot break even for a second here with how fast and furious the action has been. I hope you folks listening along at home are enjoying the broadcast. And I will say we have now set a new record for our online listenership on this broadcast. Incredible stuff. Handoff on first and 10. It's a draw play, but it's not going very far. It's going to set up a second and long for the Gaels. As I am frantically, you can hear me clicking away. I'm trying to get you guys more information. Guelph is at their own 39-yard line, but there is very little time left on the clock. They might have two plays, maybe a third maximum. Meanwhile, in Windsor, the Gaels lead by four, 29-25, but it's a second and long situation. Vraken dropping back to pass. He's going to tuck it and run. Vraken up the middle, running hard, diving for what could be a first down for the Gaels. We've talked about it before. Alex Vraken, his compete level is like none other. This kid wants to win. He told me in the offseason, Queens was never really in the cards for him. It's not somewhere he thought he would be playing OUA football, but we are glad we've got him. Okay, folks, there is one play left in Guelph. They are facing second and 18, 7 seconds on the clock from their own 31. If Laurier holds, they will host next week. Hand off to Jared Kasari. Kasari going to fight forward for whatever he can find, but it won't be too much. So it'll be a second down coming up following the big hind quarters of number 67, Riley Sherman, who has had an outstanding first season here in the tricolor. Great young offensive lineman there. It looks like Laurier... I was calling time on that game when it was in the second quarter. Guelph proved me wrong, but I don't think they're going to be able to tie that football game. Meanwhile, here in Windsor, the job is far from done for the Gaels. They lead 29-25, first and 10 coming up just shy of the, or sorry, a second down coming up from just shy of the 45. Jared Kasari makes it first and 10, crossing over midfield. And this Queens offense, this is what we need to see. If you want to play next week for the richest prize in our game, you need to keep stringing together plays like you've been doing here today. 29-25, 7.5 minutes remain, first and 10 from the Lancer 53-yard line. And it seems like, yes, indeed, it's all over in Kitchener-Waterloo. Guelph's furious second-half comeback officially comes up short. Laurier advances to the Yates Cup. Vraken passing, finding Cedric Smith. Quick catch from Cedric Smith on first down, but he's going in the wrong direction with forward progress. If they give him that, it might be... No, because of the football move he made, he's actually going to pick up nothing there. So second and 10 coming up from the Lancer 53-yard line. What an afternoon for OUA football action. We know now officially, although I've been saying it for the better part of 2 hours, it is official. Laurier will be hosting next week's Yates Cup. Who they are playing is still yet to be determined. Vraken going to pass, tucks it and runs. He's got space. He makes one man miss. He's out of bounds. Oh, and if he's not at the first down, he's close as close can be. First down, Gaels. Alex Vraken, he's not ready to see this season end. He wants more. And he may be able to get more. He may be able to avenge the homecoming loss to the Lancers. He may be able to get a shot to avenge the Friday Night Lights loss to the Laurier Golden Hawks. First and 10 from around the Lancer 43-yard line. They got a man jumping. They hand it off. It's going to be a good gain, and they'll probably decline the penalty because Jared Kasari picked up about 8 or so on first and 10. As this Queens team is slowly but strongly making their way down the field, looking to extend this 4-point lead. In what has been an awesome second half here in Windsor, a truly tremendous second half of football action, a Queens team that might be on the precipice of locking up a trip to the Yates Cup, somewhere they have not been since the heady days of 2022. So they will accept that penalty. I thought they were going to decline it and set up second and short, but they will take it and set up first and five. They are inside Lancer territory. It's going to be first and five from about the 37. Multiple men in motion on the right for Vraken. Vraken hands it off to Jarrett Kasari. Kasari not going to find much of anything, if anything at all. And that will set up a second and medium. As I take a moment to catch my breath, because this, you can hear it. I am loving this football game. Tune into OUA TV, mute the feed, turn us on, plug us in, CFRC with the audio, OUA TV with the video. You are going to be in for a treat. Second and five from the Windsor 37. Queens leads 29-25. Less than 5 minutes to play here in our fourth quarter of football action. Multiple men in motion on the left. But Vraken is going down. And that sets up a very difficult decision for this Queens team. There is no wind blowing, so a field goal would just be on pure leg strength. This is a tough call. Oh, man. What will the Gaels do? It looks like it is a punt, and I think that is the right call. This would have been a very long kick. The Gaels electing to try and play the field position game. Woo, baby. Matt Driver on to kick this one away. Of course, they're going to let the clock run as long as they can. Whew. Let's take a second. Let's get you caught up to speed here, folks. Laurier, who led 27-0 at halftime over Guelph, managed to hold on and win, but it was 37-30. So Laurier has booked their trip to the Yates Cup. In fact, they get to enjoy some home cooking while they're at it. Queens and Windsor are locked in a desperate struggle in Windsor. Fourth quarter, 4 minutes and 20 seconds on the clock, 4 points separate these teams. It's a 4-point deficit. Whew. And we've got Matt Driver on to try and give the Gaels increased field position. Let's see, can he pin the Lancers deep? We're going to find out the exact spot here in a moment. But if you've got friends, family, anybody that's interested in Queens football action, tell them to tune on in, because we have got a classic on our hands here. The winner advances to play Laurier for a shot at the Yates Cup next week, November 8th in Kitchener-Waterloo. It'll be 1st and 10 Windsor from their own 11-yard line. 4 minutes and 14 seconds remain here in our fourth quarter of football action. And I wish I had time to take a break, but Windsor is back at it fast and furious. Wiebe Mambo looks like he is out for the game. It has been Liam Talbot as their tailback in the second half. Multiple men in motion. Domovsky's pass is complete, tackled up by Jared Seaway after a short gain. We've got people trying to call in right now. I wish I could take your call. I wish I could take your call, but this is kind of unprecedented territory here. These two teams trading possessions, trading blows, fast and furious. Queens leads 29-25. It'll be second and middle distance for the Lancers from about the 17-yard line. Multiple men in motion for Domovsky. It's going to be a handoff, and it's going to be a first down run for Liam Talbot, dropping the shoulder, falling forward for the distance they desperately needed, keeping this Windsor drive alive as we approach the 3-minute warning. Holy cow, folks. It has been nonstop since the second half began. First and 10, Windsor. Talbot, your tailback. Domovsky back in at quarterback after missing a brief spell in the second quarter. Domovsky rolling left. throwing this one complete to Kareem Cotton. Kareem Cotton will pick up a first down for the Lancers. They need a touchdown to win. A field goal will do them no good. It is a four-point lead for the Gales. And there are 2.5 minutes, a little more than, remaining in our fourth quarter. Winner survives and advances. Winner plays Laurier for the Yates Cup next week, 1 p.m. Three receivers on the left-hand side for Nick Domovsky. It's going to be a handoff up the middle, met and taken down by Oliver Jackson and Tom Nitschke. So that will be a short gain on first down, setting up a second and long, another passing situation. And this is an integral down for this Queens defense. This Windsor offense really was stringing together long drives in the first half, and that wore these guys out. The second half, we've seen a lot quicker offensive sequences, which has given this Queens team a chance to catch their breath. Whatever wind you have left, you need it here. Second and 7. Domovsky's pass picked off. Ashton Miller Melosa snags that ball and gives his offense a chance to end this game. That is what big-time players do. They make plays when it matters most. And Ashton Miller Melosan, for the second week in a row, has snagged a pass and given his team life, has given his offense a chance to chew the clock and potentially deal the killing blow. First and 10 Queens from the Windsor 44-yard line. Handoff Jared Kasari. Jared Kasari dropping the shoulder, falling forward. First down Gales. Great play there from number 29. And we talked about it in the pregame show. It was going to come down to the 2020 recruiting class, a transformative class for the Gales. Ashton Miller, Melanson, Keegan Vanek, two of those key contributors. And then the weathered, battle-tested, hard-nosed veteran back, Jared Kasari. Kasari scored a long touchdown. He picked up a huge first down there, and he is far from done. Hand off to Kasari. Kasari breaking left, and he is tackled after another good gain. As every time I get a text from the great Don Lewis on site live, I never know if it's a big play, a turnover, or just a witty observation. That time, just an observation. We have less than 90 seconds remaining in this football game. The Gales lead by 4. It is 29-25. They are inside Lancer territory, and they are taking as much time off the clock as they can. And it looks like a timeout has finally been taken. So let me throw to a quick word from our sponsor, the Grad Club, about a big drag event actually taking place at the Grad Club as part of CFRC's funding drive. I will be back in about 40 seconds time, folks. Don't go anywhere. We have got a classic finish in store here on Gales Game Day.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt or sweet, sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. Thank you for your support.
We are back, folks. 1 minute, 16 seconds remain here in your fourth quarter of football action. Queens is in Windsor territory, nursing a four-point lead, 29-25. After a really bad start to their second half, this Gales team has come alive, and they are looking to close out this contest. Handoff to Kasari. Kasari, first down Gales, and that might be it. Queens with a first down deep in Lancer territory, a minute and change on the clock. They are on the precipice of returning to the Yates Cup for the first time since 2022, which means that I'm going to have to find some way to get my behind over to Kitchener-Waterloo if the Gaels can close this one out and figure out how to call these games from somewhere in the stands, I guess. Still, the job ain't done yet. Hand off to Jared Kasari on first down. Kasari running hard, going down after a short gain. But tick, 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 ticking away that clock. I talked about it beforehand. You need to build up a lead that will make it untenable for Windsor to run the ball. They haven't quite done that, but they have now forced them into a very difficult situation. If Queen scores, Windsor will not have much time on the clock. They're going to have to air it out. If Queens ends up with a field goal here, it'll be a single touchdown lead. That is no guarantee, especially against a team this good. Nathan Falcone in motion. Second down coming up here from the Gaels. Hand off to Kasari. Kasari through the middle. Crossing the line. Touchdown, Queens. Your Gaels lead by 10. And they have got the chance. They have got the chance to close the door on the Lancers for the second year in a row. But this time they move to the Yates Cup final. Queens leads late in the fourth quarter. It is now an 11-point lead with 40 seconds on the clock. Your Gaels are primed. They are primed to put this game to bed and get their shot at redemption against the very best team in the country. What more can you say? What a gutsy second half performance from this Queens team. I'm on cloud nine, folks. I am on cloud nine. Your Gaels. And I told you, I felt like the defense had one more big play left in them. An Ashton Miller Melançon interception, leading to a drive capped off with a Jared Kasari touchdown. His second touchdown of the day has got Queens just 42 seconds away from the Yates Cup. And this job here today is far from done. This job, especially if they do indeed advance to the Yates, is far from done, because you're going to be looking down the barrel of the reigning, defending, undefeated, undisputed Yates Cup champions. The team that humiliated the Western Mustangs 60-13. The team that beat you in your own barn back in early September. But we just saw a Queens team overcome another rival, another team that had bested them earlier. So why can't they do it again? We're just waiting on this kickoff from Tyler Mullen. But this game looks like it is in its final phases, as Queens leads by double digits late in the fourth quarter. Kickoff taken out of bounds. So we will see. One final possession from Windsor, and they have got to overcome an 11-point deficit with less than a minute on the clock. We have seen this Queens team fall at the final hurdle before, notably this year against the Western Mustangs. Can they close this out? Or will we see something truly incredible? Josh Foulas in at quarterback for the Lancers, so no Nick Domovsky. Foulas under pressure. Eric Johnston seals this game. Number 91, Prescott's finest, puts the Lancer QBs back on the turf. And that should be the dagger. The Queens Gaels are primed and ready to return to the Yates Cup, defeating a team that matches up so well against them. This team is kind of custom built to give the